Imagine a world where carnivores are viewed as extremists and animals have the same rights and freedoms as humans. It would be a complete shift in the way we live our lives. A lot of people around the world are advocating for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to be extended to animals, meaning all animals would have rights to safety, life, freedom, and food. The Ethics Centre is hosting a debate tonight where speakers will argue whether or not we should prioritise our interests over animals. Marilyn Hetcherlees has more.
We are all animals. We are all living on this beautiful planet that we call Earth. And we all have the same, in my view, we all have the same rights to life, the same rights to freedom, the same rights to live our life without suffering.
Animal lawyer Ruth Hatton is part of a growing number of animal rights advocates who believe we should have laws in place that would see animals sharing equal rights with humans. While most humans support improvements in animal welfare, humans for the most part prioritise their own interests over the interests of animals. So while no one can deny that humans love animals, why doesn't this love extend to compassion for sentient beings?
Humans have a superior complex when it comes to non-human animals. Humans believe that we can treat non-human animals for things such as scientific research, for things such as meat consumption, for things such as entertainment, without considering properly the impacts on non-human animals. They feel in the same way that we feel. They have capacity to feel. They are aware. They fight for their life if their life is in jeopardy. They are living, breathing, sentient beings. And why are human beings more important than non-human animals?
But what would it mean to extend the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to animals, giving them the right to personhood instead of being classified as property used to serve the needs of humans?
I think a lot of people don't like to really think about what goes on. How does their meat get to their plate? Or some other people might think, you know what, I agree with everything this person says. I agree that animals should have rights. But for me, it's too hard to do this. It's too difficult. Or, you know, there's people like things to be easy. You know, that's the way society is at the moment. Everything is quick, everything is fast, everything needs to be easy, everything needs to be handed to you.
Animal lawyer Ruth Hatton. James Bourne from Monash University doesn't see a need for factory farming and the exploitation of animals, but he does work with primates and rodents on his medical research into brain development and regeneration.
But I do believe that there is a need for animal research today to continue to advance many areas of medical research if humanity wishes to improve life, and that's like life for both humans and animals. Numbers have dramatically declined in the last decade in the number of animals used for research, but if we still want to test drugs and look for improvements for cancer, cures for HIV and most recently Zika, animal models of disease are essential for that.
But animal rights advocates argue, why are the needs and interests of humans more important than those of the animals being used to help them? How can it be ethical to use animals like we do when they think, they feel pain and they want to live just like us?
I will never defend factory farming, zoos, circuses or horse and dog racing, but ask people to consider that in the face of this determined movement to stop all that animal experimentation, to remind ourselves that animal-based medical research is driven, especially in Australia, by compassion, and that the motivation to understand and improve the world for all life should always triumph over suspicion and fear. And that's where much of the debate comes from, is that suspicion and fear of what's going on in the sector.
James Bourne from Monash University. For animal lawyer Ruth Hatton, the only thing that's necessary is that animals aren't made to suffer because of human circumstances.
A lot of the diseases that are being researched to find cures or what have you, and name me a disease that where they found a cure from using animals, but a lot of diseases present in society today are diseases that have come about from the way humans live their life. And I like to say that non-human animals should not suffer because of human mistake. What I'm talking about here is things like obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, those diseases that are brought on in the main by your own personal lifestyle. Why should animals have to involuntarily give their lives, be tortured, be imprisoned because of the way humans choose to live their lives? I don't think that's respectful, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's justifiable either.
That's Senior Policy Officer at the Animal Law Institute and member of Voiceless Legal Advisory Council, Ruth Hatton, ending that report by Marilyn Hetcherlees.